From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The House Ethics Committee trial of New York Congressman Charles Rangel is moving forward without him. NPR's Giles Snyder reports Rangel's colleagues have denied his plea to delay the proceedings.
Rangel told the House Ethics Committee that he needed a delay so he could obtain a new lawyer. He said he spent nearly $2 million on a previous legal team that then withdrew from his case after he ran out of money. He made an impassioned plea to put off the trial on the 13 ethics charges against him. He said 50 years of public service is on the line.
I am not here representing myself. I've been a lawyer long enough to know that it is very, very unwise for any person, a lawyer or a judge, to be his own lawyer at a proceeding like this.
The ethics panel rejected Rangel's request and criticized his former lawyers for abandoning him. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The head of Homeland Security is defending the additional airport security screening that some travelers have called intrusive. At Reagan National Airport today, Secretary Janet Napolitano said the body scanners that have come under scrutiny recently do not resemble electronic strip searches at all.
We built privacy screens into the machines. We built privacy concerns into the procedures when they were deployed.
Napolitano says new full body scans will become routine with hundreds of machines being installed at airports across the country. Despite Afghanistan's objections, the Obama administration says it will not stop its military strikes against the Taliban. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton defended those operations as a key component of the U.S. strategy in the war. Retail sales in the U.S. rose in October for the fourth straight month. The increase of 1.2% was the largest in 7 months. As Danielle Carson reports, even though the numbers are strong, analysts expect sales will hit a weak patch as retailers head into the all-important holiday shopping season.
Shoppers flocked to auto showrooms, boosting car sales by 5%. Building material and garden equipment purchases, clothing and accessory sales all went up. Frank Badillo, an analyst at Kantar Retail, calls this a strong report. Still, he says most of the purchases were driven by promotional sales, and they don't add much to economic growth.
Yes, the numbers are strong. They do suggest that shoppers are holding up well, but at the same time, reason not to get too carried away with the numbers because there are still reasons to believe that sales will soften a bit as we head into the holiday.
One of those reasons, an unemployment rate that's hovering close to 10%. And analysts say that will keep many shoppers from shelling out wads of cash when the holiday shopping season kicks off on Black Friday. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 57 at 11,249. This is NPR. At a conference in Paris aimed at helping to prevent genocide, officials said the international community should be able to stop future mass atrocities. Eleanor Beardsley reports that the key to stopping genocide, they say, is recognizing the warning signs.
The Symposium on Genocide Prevention was held at the French Shoah Memorial, which details the rise of anti-Semitism in Germany and Europe. Michael Abramowitz is the director of genocide prevention at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial, co-host of the conference. He says genocide is preventable.
There are warning signs that you can see: hate speech, armed conflict, certain political developments. It just doesn't spring out of irrational, say, ethnic hatreds, which is like the assumption of many Americans.
Conference attendees say there is a growing anti-genocide movement in the U.S. and Europe, and that Holocaust museums and education centers are having a galvanizing effect on public opinion. But they say it will take tough political will and better international cooperation to stop genocide in the future. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
In Shanghai, authorities are investigating a fire at a high-rise building that killed at least 42 people and injured more than 90 others. Witnesses say renovation materials caught fire, spread to scaffolding, and swept through the 26-story building, which housed a number of retired teachers. In India, a five-story building has collapsed, killing at least 32 people and injuring 60 others. Many more people are believed to be trapped, as many as 20 trapped under the debris, possibly. The Dow is continuing to climb. It is up 57 points at 11,249, with NASDAQ up 6 at 2524. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.